The best tea in the city.
Good morning. How are you? You good? No. Except the weather. You're fine. That's fine. That's good for me. As long as you're alive. Right? Welcome to the show. I can tell you now, you wanna press my wrong buttons, disrespect me. And why do I put it like that? Because it's always, that's what always what we do. We throw our weaknesses to other people. And I'm saying it should be a strength, but the way I value respect, I give it to even those who don't deserve it. That's how I operate. I respect you first. Until you give me a reason to disrespect you or not to respect you any further. And by that time it's late because my emotions are already involved. Yeah? And now I'm because I gave you something so valuable and we're railing them out. You see what I'm saying? So it's easy for you to point out at other people's flaws, but you cannot do the same for yourself. Because one, you're not yet ready to swallow that bitter pill about yourself. Like that fact that you don't like people. No. You're not antisocial. You don't like people. Or you disguise it as being introverted. But when I pointed out to you, right, Marwena or Ratibat, it is true. But because I'm saying it and I'm pointing out your weakness, Yerman. Like the fact that you have a bad attitude. Yeah, you know it. You have a bad attitude. And it has been pointed out to you on numerous occasions. But you are too timid to deal or to accept it. And then what do? We learn to put up this facade. And we'll keep it going as long as it takes. The reality is, you have a weakness, so is the next person. We all have weaknesses. But because the focus is on you, you don't feel that way. Listen, no one is perfect. We all have flaws. It's even better, though, when you know your own flaws. The hardest pill to swallow is when someone points out your weaknesses. Why? Because you are a coward to face them. Or you're not strong enough to put them on the table and deal with them. It's actually your weaknesses that makes you strong. We need to accept who we are fully. Our weaknesses included. What's yours? What are your weaknesses? And how does it feel when someone points out your weaknesses? Hashtag, what do you hate about yourself as you sip the best tea in the city? Buhle are tea. What do you hate about yourself? Mine is I always put other people's needs first, therefore compromising myself, my needs and my happiness. And then the end, as usual, I get hurt and disappointment. Volume. Because I'm sure you're speaking for most there. Yeah? We're talking about the things that you hate about yourself. I would rather you have this conversation than somebody come and points it out to you, because that's never nice. It's always not nice. Nati, I touched Nati in Nati's studio today when I said that. That's the hardest pill to swallow, when somebody tells you who you are. Umangwe na to pry. You're crossing the line. Why? Too many people think that accepting their flaws and swallowing that bitter pill about themselves means giving into people's perception about them. But reality is, swallowing that bitter pill about yourself does not mean you have to change. It just says to you, look at the mirror and accept what you see. You just need to accept. That's who you are. Some people are there to show you who you are. Okay, I felt that. Did you? Some people are just there to show you who you are. They say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. and some lessons are not nice. Accept it, swallow it, and then live your best life, right? Hashtag, what do you hate about yourself? If there's one thing that we hate to accept about ourselves is our weaknesses. What's yours? Tato, Colin Sefula, RT. Now I'm an overthinker. I have ruined, yes, many good things in my life. What do you hate about yourself? Here's the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why it's hard to accept our own weaknesses. One is denial. Many of us are in denial about certain aspects of our lives, but we don't realize is that it affects those around us. But should we accept our imperfections, they too will find it easier to take us where we need to be because we are owning who we truly are. After all, denying our true selves simply just slows us down. Two, why it's hard to accept our weaknesses? We do care what others think. People think we don't care. No, we do care what others think. Because for as long as we lived, we had people affirming who we are. We had people in our ears telling who we are, telling us who we are. So to pretend we don't care what others think of us is like it's a facade. But deep down, we do care. Hence, when they show us things we hate about ourselves, we get agitated because it is the truth we ought to know about ourselves. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on why it's hard to accept our weaknesses, it is not easy. To be told that you're insensitive is not easy. You are lazy. You are people-pleasing. It is not nice, let alone easy. These are our hidden truths that we hope, and we hoped actually, to keep secret. But the mirror never lies. It is never easy to accept the part of you that works against your own good. Whilst we forget that everybody has their own weaknesses too.
Hey, goodness, Pogo, lay off your scene.
Ban lawyer.
Somebody just walked in here.
Who's that?
It's Panika FM, mate. From Durban, Ayla.
No. I'm going to show you Friday. I'm going to prepare it, man. That's the thing. I'm going to show you the record against the show.
Namanga!
Ngizolanda something. I'm going to look up one out, champ.
Oh gosh, they're back. That's why the weather is like this. They brought it back with them. What do you hate about yourself?
I hate that I'm not a trusting person. I don't trust easily. I always have my guard up very high.
Is that a bad thing?
It robs me of, you know, when I get into a relationship, I don't fully like go into a relationship. Mm. And that robs me, you know, I don't get to fully enjoy or experience myself.
They better win your trust, girl. They better win it.
I agree. Another thing also, I procrastinate a lot. Yeah.
As if we don't know.
Yeah.
This makes sense from the previous chat.
Okay, Juliet. Don't tell me. I'm telling you. Thanks, Juliet.
Oh, yeah. Now this links to the topic
exactly today. Yeah,
okay,
thanks.
JJ?
You are a lot of things. Okay, the one thing I hate about myself is I sacrifice a lot for people. They don't reciprocate, but I still continue to sacrifice. And I'm very forgetful. If I don't write something down, if I don't write this conversation down, I don't remember the exact things I said to you guys.
Have you ever been so forgetful that you even forget the people that hurt you?
Yo, yes. And then you continue giving them the same, you know, responses. But another thing I wanted to say is that I'm very controlling with the people that are in my inner circle. I always get that. You're so bossy.
Yeah. I find that people who care and who give... Mm. They request the same. In fact, not even request the same, but they are very hard on those that are around them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you don't want to lose them. And they feel like, maybe if I hold on to you, you won't make the mistakes that those others are, sort of did.
True.
And maybe I think that's why. Control. And that kind of balance things out for a giver, you know, to keep those that they give to, you know, close by so that they don't lose them.
Makes sense.
It might work against you, but hey...
It's who you are.
The things you hate about yourself. And the reason we're talking about this is because sometimes we are the hardest pill to swallow. It's easy to point a finger and say, it's oyena. These are their flaws. But when we bring it closer and we bring it home, it's like, it's not even nice. It even happened now, just after the news, when JJ was reiterating what Ginilo was saying. Ginilo was like, hey, whoa, I know it, don't emphasize it, please. It's never nice when somebody points out your own weaknesses. I don't care how many, even if it's just one. It's just, it hits differently, man, and not nice. Okay? So, we self-reflect sometimes to look at who we are and then accept who we are in totality. And some will go to an extent of, you know, self-loathing. I don't want to say self-hate. It may sound like they are the same, but when you say self-loathing, there's a difference. Self-loathing to an extent is almost something that we do naturally. And it can be unhealthy. Because it means we find it easy to hate than to love our flaws. Do you get it? So it's easy to pick on our imperfections rather than to be content with the fact that we are not flawless. No one is flawless. You can't be perfect, just like the next person can't be perfect. If there's one thing that is hard to accept about ourselves is that we have weaknesses. It's even worse when somebody points it out. To win that battle, accept everything about you, including your flaws. But what are your flaws? Hashtag, what do you hate about yourself?
You look so dignified today. Like you are there. You look phenomenal.
Why did you emphasize that today, Ganga?
No, because I know your weakness doesn't suit the way you look. So I had to just preempt contextually.
Okay, what is
my
weakness?
I'm a storyteller. Ufaba to shampo that they don't deserve.
Yes.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Chest pains.
Yes. And I'm, because I'm an empath, so I'm feeling it for you.
Yeah.
Can I lick this nyana, ne? Chest pains.
No, imo.
Yeah, and then chest pains more.
It's like,
more.
But why did I give you so much respect, though?
Oh. And then?
In other words, I give you carte blanche,
mm-hmm.
and then I allow you to mess up my very clean page.
Even more?
Not because I get along, I'm giving you...
Yeah, carte blanche.
Carte blanche.
I don't believe in blank checks. Nah. Why do you believe in blank checks?
I get it, that's my weakness right
yeah.
there. Thank you.
Shame. Mm. And then how do you... So chest pains and then what?
And then I woosa.
Okay. Yeah. It's good to woosa.
Yeah, then I woosa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very good to woosa.
And because of my sharp tongue, I avoid you.
Yeah, you must.
Yeah.
Because it's Kumba outside just making a noise.
Oh,
I'll put it in my Insta story.
What do you hate about yourself? Quick one.
I'm a very good liar.
Hi.
That's why I don't do it. I'm a very good liar. Eye contact.
Yeah.
Move in with the body.
Yeah.
Don't blink.
Cheers.
I make my intonations and articulate the way I know you need me to say it.
Yeah.
So that you believe me. I'm an incredibly good liar.
And hlangana nokuthi ke umuntu ase
yeah so I can't
ekoloni.
Like yeah because we've got the tongue most you know Tina so I'm a very good story spinner. Be scared of me.
She says it with a straight face.
Yes, I'm a very good liar.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
What do you hate about yourself?
What I hate about myself is that I'm way too forgiving. I forgive easily. I let things slide. I even forgive people who never even asked for forgiveness. That's what I hate about myself.
And you didn't tell us your name. Please don't forget that. Musebiyadi, good morning.
Good morning, Tibo Soja.
Shapujo.
That is my good. That's a problem I get to worry. I'm too lenient. Hey, the phone's clicking.
Yeah.
Something for a banana or whatever. It's really hard. Let me do business and so forth.
Is it?
I was sympathetic. Kaholo. Wabanahanela. I want to treat her like a hello. I can tell you the scenario. One of my tenants is going to the country. I kept on feeling nothing. And the older hide and seek.
Yes.
And I don't like it. I saw some Kabali Motor having a relationship and I only actually done anything. Rude one, your tongue can respect takes me. So, would you give a couple of
And it's such a good strength.
Yeah.
But it at the same time is your Achilles heel. When your kindness is taken for granted, hey? Thanks for the call.
My weakness is that I worry, rather too much, man. Like I give a rather bad, man. Hey, my end up being hurt, man. That's the weakness in that in your property.
It's so interesting to hear a man say that, right? You love, and yeah, you accept people, and you open your heart, and you let them in. But,
Now my weakness is can I let people in the. Like you would rather to look, but at the very same time, you can a little in your any pretty. Nje one thing, one mistake below you, yes, too.
So basically, on a little holo marinian. That's a push. Good morning.
Morning. What's my, they say, any people's level of maturity, self introspection. And I get ready to topic here, Howie. Yeah, I push people too far. Too far in the sense that I push them. I'm too much of a perfectionist. Even anything that I do, I expect them to do it to the team. So I'm not I'm actually pushing people a bit too far.
And not only that, you are not satisfied unless you do it yourself.
Until I do it myself. Eventually, I deprive them the opportunity of growing.
Yes.
Because I'm going to make a mistake here it's a serious thing. And, you know, I deprive myself in the sense that I can't hold on because anyone, I'm not the perfect one myself, you know. And then, if I don't allow other people to make mistakes, I don't grow. Because we grow by mistake.
Exactly. Ginta Tepusha, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. What are your weaknesses? Hashtag, what do you hate about yourself?
Topic e intachile gagolo because of I'm one of that person. Ke motho o too loving, too caring, too giving, ne? And then in return, I just get the disappointment. I don't know why. I always ke dula ke la, ke dula ke regret, ke dula ke gotsa or why. Why am I still doing this? But still, regardless, chomi, family, like anyone, I always give. And when I give, I make sure I give my all. And then in return, kithola fela the disappointment.
So,
yeah.
Ask Is.
I hate how lazy I am, and it's impacted on my future aspirations. Like, I don't live up to my potential, and I think it's because of this laziness that I have, because I'm not ambitious. The only thing I hate is it seems like it's filtering to my son, and I'm a bit worried about that.
Sometimes this laziness is camouflaged. You may say I'm lazy, when in actual fact, you are fearful of failure. Some people are so paralyzed by failure, they don't even want to stand up and try anything new. So they don't even give themselves an opportunity to try. None. Spiwe.
Pratiwa.
Atako kilan.
Hola, Pratiwa. Mina Pratiwa. Hey, I'm a V2. One. Angwazi police.
Eish.
Angwazi. Inkinga akwazi ukucolisa ngibheka umuntu akayimini story weza story asikiso rhofitha namanje ngafunda lapho ngathi angcoli ungakizi ngize ngibone kamambheka ukuthi uyakhola
number two
eshiye yokuthanda Pratifo ngithanda kakhulu ngize ngihluleke nokuzithanda mina
ayaya
I give yonke 100% yothando lami kanti mina in return maybe ngiyalithola angikho aware.
Or maybe you haven't even given you find the perfectionist. You must give them opportunity to love you.
Iskatibo, iya ga manik manzi inkingo tiyazenuwa bonuwa zupunga kulu. manje sobona thonke umuntu njalo ngizama ukuthi ngikhiphe ngidazeni umuntu nami ngomuntu
ungayizabi bra wami yenze there's a difference
hola mina manje ngikhalisa yokucolisa
yeah Eish, that's not easy, bro. I mean, I get it, eh? Thank you, mate. Who's along?
My weakness is being meek. And I can also is being selfless. Because at times, you go an extra mile while people capitalize and take advantage of the goodness of your heart. Hence, others end up exploiting you. But nevertheless, I've learned to be optimistic about whatever I do. Even though they've taken much from me, it's still okay. Because blessings keep on coming in because of the person that I am. Okay, thank you. Zweli from Soweto.
Thank you, Zweli. Mjalefa, be the last sip.
So, Pratibo.
Oh, let me out.
Lena, I'm one of those equal independent person.
Mm.
And they Google about Koko, but now they don't give it back.
Aish.
Even my family. So, I don't know what can I do about it, but it's okay.
Is it a weakness or is it a strength, Mujalef?
I think we're right for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the problem. I'm trying to learn about it, but I just do it without saying no or thinking about it.
Well, you know what's your problem?
Yeah.
You must speak up.
Yeah, hakibu.
Thank you. Don't change who you are.
No.
Just boo. Thank you, Meot.
Thank you.
Yo, hey, Uncle T. I struggle to say no. I struggle to say no, and it's hard. I know it's wrong. I know it's hard for me to say no. Even though it does not sit well with me, but I will continue still. Participating in whatever or giving. I think I'm too giving at the same time, and it's damaging me.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.